This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, travel expert, and I hate Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg and his team suck. There we go.
And I'm Aljon Go, lover of the things that are Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, podcast creator, musician, and I too am on the I hate Facebook wagon train today.
And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian. Please check all the pictures of bikes to prove you're not a bot. Welcome to the show.
I was thinking maybe you were going to say you were the caboose.
Well, if you haven't already, please like and subscribe on our social media. That includes our new Facebook page, which is what, Kristen?
It is Dining at Disney Podcast. And we will get into this a little bit more in a minute or so.
Today, we're talking about Mother's Day. We're talking about Castaway Key, right? Mm-hmm.
Lookout?
Or is it Lookout? Lookout.
Lookout Point? Yes.
You know, I've heard people pronounce the Disney Islands as Castaway Key, Castaway and Lookout Key. Is it Key or K? Is it Key?
Okay. I know that
it's Castaway Key. Key, according to Disney. They pronounce K as Key.
That's what I thought. And then some people are saying that because, you know, I've been immersed in, you know, basically all things Disney Cruise Line lately, because we have been looking at taking cruises and stuff. And so that's what I've been doing. And I'm like, some people are pronouncing it wrong, because I know the Caribbean pronunciation of Key is spelled C-A-Y. So, okay. Yeah. Okie dokie, I guess.
Love it.
How are you, Kat?
Oh, I'm fine. My nephew started to walk today.
Ooh, oh wow,
that's good.
So, you know, my mother's in trouble. I'm doing my best Whoopi Goldberg impression. You in danger, girl. I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're actually pretty good now. The kids are ruining the house, which is great. But that's okay. Everything is okay. I'm gonna be saying that all day now. But I tell you what's not good is Facebook.
Oh, man.
Kristen's going to load in. She's ready.
So we got hacked because Bubba's page got hacked and therefore got into the Dining at Disney page. And it's lovely. Don't look at it. If you go to the page, please tell Facebook you aren't happy about the page, because I know that we have people that like the page and follow the page that are under the age of 18. And the content that the hacker is posting is not meant for ages under 18.
You know,
and yeah. Considering it has my face, my information, my friends, my family on there, and I can't get access back to it because Facebook doesn't care. They suck like that. But it makes, at least if you don't want to let me have my access back, at least acknowledge that I am complaining to you and remove all of my information. Remove the name Dining at Disney. Remove my logo. Remove all the information about my website. Remove all the pictures I've ever posted on there. Get rid of all of my content then, if you're not going to give it back to me. But don't put my name and my face and all of everybody else that has anything to do with Dining at Disney ever connected to that. I don't like that. That is wrong. And that I can't do anything about it because they don't care. I have sent in reports every single day. I have submitted complaints about the videos. Friends have complained about the videos. We're getting emails from people about what's being posted. It's like we're trying to do something and we can't.
In this day and age, I'm tempted to
Google how to become a hacker so I can go and hack back my own page.
You know, we try to be responsible people here with everything in social media and our own thing. But when a door gets open that you don't control, or you trust other people to make sure that everything is tight and secure, at least do your best to keep it under wraps and make sure that your stuff is secure, because other people can be affected by that. That's all. That's all. Anyway.
So, yes. Yeah, so because of all of this that's been going on for a week now, we have a new Facebook page. So please go there and like and follow. And it is search Dining at Disney podcast. And you will see the Dining at Disney. We have a slightly different logo for it. That you will see that it's this Dining at Disney podcast, but that is us. Once we get enough people to like it, which I will check tonight and see if we do, then I can get the name changed on it so that the URL goes with that.
There you go. Feels good. Not really. It's a horrible place to be in, but you know, at least we have our listeners and their understanding. We'll have the link in our show notes.
Telling somebody the other day, this really, really makes me miss Tom and MySpace. Because Tom was always your first friend. If you had a problem, you could contact Tom. And somebody did something. There's nobody. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg and all his people, they don't care. They're like, oh, you said this, and it could be the slightest little thing, and then you get put in Facebook jail. But you can post nudity and nothing happens. Like, what crazy world are we living in? Hello, Twilight Zone, can we come back? We don't want to be in your episode anymore. I'm done.
Don't you mean Black Mirror?
I guess it's more Black Mirror since it's tech, huh? Yes. Black Mirror, please send me back.
Anyway, but it all is not lost, gang. You are still here and you're still listening to this show, or you're watching our show on Spotify, which is awesome. The video of this show is exclusive on Spotify, so you can see all our sparkling faces here as we talk about the ills of social media. Listen to us on Spotify. Okay.
I even put sparkles on today, so my face is sparkling. But I'm not smart, but not sparkling like a wannabe vampire in the sunlight.
Okay. Kat, you want to go ahead and tell us about the cruise line?
Yeah.
Go for it.
So, Lookout Key foodie guide. Lookout Key will be opening on June 6th for the Disney Cruise Line, which is just a month away. And you'll be able to experience the flavors of the Bahamas and Bahamian recipes. And it looks crazy. Lighthouse K at Light Lookout K. I'm sorry. I'm going to have an issue with this. I can already tell. Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point is being built with and will be serviced with sustainable practices in mind, which we love, sending zero waste to landfill and the using reusable service ware, including cups and forks and knives, which we love to see.
So how many of those you think will end up in suitcases?
So many of them, it's going to be ridiculous. I'm
Built
super
into the
excited about
price
it.
is built into the price of your
That's
cruise, Kay.
true. That's
Yeah.
true.
Yeah. But let's jump right into the food, obviously. First off, is this?
What?
I'm trying to figure out if this first section is like for somewhere specific or if it's just food.
I
It
think
looks like it's
it's
just
just
things
food
that are
and
available.
drinks. I don't think it's listing anything.
No, it's available there at their food place, so.
Yeah.
Okay, because yeah, there's three food places listed. So I'm just trying to figure out if it's all of them or one of them, or these items may or may not be available at one of the following three places: the True True Barbecue, True True Two Barbecue, or the Serenity Bay Barbecue, which will serve adults exclusively.
If I'm going to compare it to Castaway, it's going to be available at all three.
Everywhere.
Okay. Bahamian pigeon peas and rice with marinated chicken, oven-baked plantains, and fried okra. Grilled cheeseburger on a brioche bun with shredded lettuce, red onion, tomato, and pickles with French fries and American coleslaw. Disney's Lookout Key spiced rotisserie chicken marinated with bay leaves, onion, sweet pepper, lime, thyme, and goat pepper with grilled pineapple and black bean salad.
Nice.
What is goat pepper?
I am not sure.
I have not heard of goat pepper. Now, ghost pepper, yes, but not a
I
goat.
have a feeling it might be a typo, but we're gonna go with goat pepper.
Okay.
Okay.
Plant-based island curry with tofu, cilantro, and potatoes.
You know what goat pepper is?
What?
It's the greatest of all time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, goat pepper, it's really a thing.
Yeah, how about
Goat
that?
peppers grow in the Bahamas.
It's a
Nice.
peachy
Have a
colored
school.
pepper.
Ooh.
Nice.
It's like a habanero.
Okay. All right.
It's hotter than a Scotch bonnet.
Oh.
Yes, it is cousins to the habanero and the Scotch bonnet.
Nice.
Cool.
Johnny on the spot. I like that.
Hey.
This is an extra hot 100,000 to 350,000 Scoville heat units.
It's scorching, baby.
Hot.
It's hot, super
Okay.
hot.
Bahamian style lime marinated grilled snapper with sauteed pickled vegetables and yucca fries, grilled barbecue ribs with smoky barbecue sauce, grilled corn, and also yucca fries. So lots of interesting things to try to eat.
Looks
Do you
good to
know
me.
what? I bet that's what's in a lot of the hot sauces I buy in the Bahamas. Because you know, I always get that one that's like the
Yes.
orange yellow color.
Yes.
It doesn't say goat pepper, but I bet that's what's in it then. But it's good.
It
If
makes
you
sense.
like hot.
Yes,
Oh, you
yes.
gotta
And
love hot with those
it's
Scoville units.
always like every time I get it, it's always mixed in with a tropical flavor, like mango.
And go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of tropical flavors, Kristen, you want to tell us about these drinks that are available?
Yes, they will be served at Mangroves and Go, Blue Hole Bar, Bow and Ribbon Bar, Watering Hole, Reef and Wreck Bar, and Sandalus.
Sensational smoothies.
Yes, thank you. So they have the Bahama Brew. It is a cold brew coffee blend with Hawaiian Island syrup, cold brew finished with a coconut flavored soft whip topping. It is non-alcoholic. They have the Butterfly Switcha. It is specialty mocktail made with lemonade, you guessed it, butterfly pea, jasmine green tea, and a sprinkle of blue edible glitter.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Non-alcoholic.
I don't like it when butterflies pee. That's what our daughter would say. Daddy, butterflies pee? Yes, 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 daughter.
No, you wouldn't. Eleuthera Euphoria. It is Disney Lookout Key signature cocktail. It is made with premium aged rum, pineapple smoothie, and Dole Whip.
Ding, ding, ding.
They also have a Lookout Key coffee cup that you can get.
I like
very
that.
Very nice. I want the cup. It's very colorful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a good smattering of offerings there. All kinds of great drinks and definitely the food. I feel that any one of these kind of private islands will always have a burger, barbecue, salad, you know, and it's good that they have the fish. That's a nice touch there.
I want to know if that Bahama Brew is actually going to show up in a cup like that. That little pineapple
cup. Cool looking cup.
Looks really cool. That would be a nice little souvenir glass to buy.
Also factored in your vacation. How many people are going to be taking that cup?
But maybe you only get that cup if you get, like, if that's available. Maybe the only way you can get that cup is like, oh, you have to buy it in that cup kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be make the most sense.
I don't know, but the butterfly switcha, I want that, but with some vodka in it.
I'm sure it's interesting that they say non-alcoholic beverage, because I guarantee you there's a leaded version of that. How can it not be? It's so beautiful with the purple on top and mixing in the yellow lemonade on the bottom. Beautiful.
Disney is all about butterfly pea.
And how?
I'm juvenile. I can't help myself. I can't help myself.
You can't help yourself.
No, I can't. I think, you know, what is helpful is the fact that you can save up to 30% on rooms at select Disney resorts. Kristen, tell us all about this week's latest travel deal.
If you stay 5 consecutive nights or longer, you can save up to 30% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels. Now, if you choose to stay shorter, which you may, you could save up to 25% then. This is going to be valid for most nights from July 8th to October 3rd. So, very nice deal to take advantage of. I'm all for the saving up to 30% off, especially when you are looking at a deluxe resort, because that's a nice savings on a deluxe resort.
Sure is. Do you have a favorite deluxe resort, Kat? Cause I know
you don't know.
You're DVC, so.
I don't think I've stayed at a deluxe resort. Let's be honest.
Oh, well, but you're DVC, so. I get it. I put you on the spot.
Yeah,
You don't.
Does Riviera count?
Yes.
Yeah.
Riviera's good. I like Riviera.
Okay, great.
I was going to say your home resort is a deluxe resort.
Is it?
Yeah.
Old Key West. That's what's up.
That's what's up. That is what's up. We like Old Key West too.
They have the biggest rooms. Because they were the first.
They were the first. You know, and I say recently got refurbished. It's probably been like 5 years since they've been refurbished. Now.
Oh no, they're still refurbishing those.
Yeah. Oh, they're still refurbishing.
Still in progress. Yeah.
I mean, the time flies so fast, y'all. But I can tell you that one of my favorite deluxe resorts is actually the Poly. I like the Polynesian.
But you've never stayed there, though.
Never stayed there, but it's one of my favorites.
Of the ones that I've stayed at, I would say I kind of lean towards Beach Club. I really like it. I like the whole beachy like type environment. That's like my vibe. But like it's Game also You're right outside Epcot. And you're just a stone's throw from Hollywood Studios. So it's a very convenient resort as well. But outside of that, I would have to stay runner up. And I have stayed at the Grand Floridian. So take that into account when you're thinking this. Animal Kingdom.
Yes, yeah, same.
It's really cool to be able to get to see the animals.
Yeah, plus it's so close to all the restaurants that we love. Let's be honest.
Oh, you know, yeah, great
Sanaa
food.
Jumbo House, I mean, it's all good. I say Jumbo House, I mean, Chico. What did I say? Jumbo House. Anyway, I'm looking at Jumbo House. Anyway.
Chico is at Jumbo House, so it works.
Chico is Jumbo House, it's true. This is true. Anyway, so Kristen, how can people take advantage of all of your travel knowledge? Have you booked your next Disney vacation or Universal trip, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney?
Or any other cruise line, like Royal Caribbean, because you know you want to go on the Icon. You can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. I want to go on the Icon.
You want to go on the Icon?
I just don't want to go down to Miami to have to sail on it.
No.
I want them to move it over to Port Canaveral.
No, it's just... Yeah. Miami's a long way to go, and I don't.
It's an extra 3 hour drive.
I don't want to do that. I just don't. But
no, but at least see if we drive down to Orlando, we can see John and Sid.
That's true.
Too. So, you know, we can see friends while we're there.
We can see friends. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Anyway, on our way.
This is true. Next on deck, gang, it's Mother's Day coming up. It's May 12th, just in case, for those that have not done Mother's Day shopping or marked it on their calendar. There you go, doing you a solid. But, of course, there's a bunch of really awesome food, treats, eats, drinks, and so much more at the Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts. I think this foodie guide actually covers both, if I'm not mistaken. So, Kristen, what's going on at the Walt Disney World Resort for Mother's Day?
Over at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge from May 5th through the 18th, over at the Mara, you can get the Sunflower Cake. It is a marbled chocolate and vanilla cake with vanilla buttercream and mini chocolate chips. It has a beautiful sunflower. Chocolate chips in the middle are, of course, the seeds of your sunflower. At Disney's Beach Club, Beach Club Marketplace has the Mother's Day croissant, which is filled with raspberry jam and topped with raspberry crunchies. And then over at the Boardwalk Deli and Carousel Coffee will have the Mother's Day croissant there as well. And then at Old Key West in Saratoga Springs, so that's going to be Goods Food to Go in the Artist Palette, there is the Bouquet of Roses Cupcake, chocolate cupcake, strawberry pastry cream, chocolate mousse, and buttercream. That's very pretty. I like that one. Cat?
Yes. Over at Disney's Polynesian Village, you can get the Pineapple and I, you can get the Makuhine Dole Whip Float, which is Dole Whip with Banffy Rosy Regale, sparkling red, topped with shimmering edible flowers. You can get this at Swirls on the Water also regularly. So get it May 5th through the 18th, you can get it over there all the time.
But do they have the shimmering edible flowers?
I don't know if they have shimmering edible flowers, but, you know, bring your own. It'll be fine. Disney Yacht Club at the Market at Ale and Compass will have the Mother's Day croissant, like Kristen mentioned, and various table service restaurants and lounges around Disney Resort hotels will have the Strawberry Orange Mimosa, Domaine Saint Michel Brut, orange juice, and strawberry puree topped with a strawberry. Everyone loves a mimosa. Al John, what's happening at Disney Springs?
At Emirates Patisserie, they've got the Mother's Day Eclair with two favorite flavors, lemon and lavender eclair. This has got to be one of Kristen's favorite things. Got to be. Because she loves lemon
really
and lavender. And yeah. How yummy is that? And it looks so pretty, as you would expect from Emirates. At the Ganacherie, they've got a chocolate Mother's Day flower box. Ganache with flavors of hibiscus, strawberry, jasmine tea. It's brand new. And I'm interested in that because I love me some hibiscus strawberry. Hibiscus with it. Big fan of hibiscus.
Nice little shimmer on there.
Yes. At Disneyland Resort over at the Plaza Inn at Disneyland, they've got the Mother's Day brunch where you can drop in for brunch hosted by Minnie Mouse and her friends. You can start with a memorable moment with Minnie and a special flower picked just for Mom.
That's adorable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's got to be great. Also, at Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa there at the Great Hall Cart, which is a must-do if you're doing the Disney must-dos, they got the Mickey-shaped Mother's Day cookie and a box of assorted cookies. So go ahead and pick those up as well. Kat, what's at Storytellers?
Kristen,
what's at Storytellers? Sorry. Kat played Hot Potato.
Available May 12th only, 3 to 9 p.m., the Mother's Day Dinner Buffet. Indulge your mom with a glorious... I just want to keep going with glorious purpose. But a glorious dinner buffet. And encounter some beloved Disney characters. Now available at various candy locations, including Candy Palace and Candy Kitchen and Trolley Treats. Available May 5th through the 12th, you can get the Tulip Cake Pop. It is a vanilla tulip-shaped cake pop dipped in purple-colored white chocolate, outlined in purple sanding sugar, and adorned with marshmallow leaves dipped in green-colored white chocolate. Very pretty.
Nice.
There is the pink mini caramel apple, which we've seen before. It is the Granny Smith apple dipped in caramel and rubbed in milk chocolate, adorned with marshmallow ears and dressed with pink sanding sugar and white M&M milk chocolate candies.
Nice. That is great. A lot of really cool
snacks. I like
that
cake pop. It looks very cute. The ganache chocolate sound delicious. So does the Claire over at Amaritz Patisserie.
And the Dole Whip. Who doesn't like a Dole Whip?
And then that chocolate cupcake with the really pretty roses, pink roses on it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah.
Cute.
Well, if you happen to try any of these wonderful eats and treats for Mother's Day, please feel free to share your picture on social media. We want to share your picture there. Just use the hashtag Dining at Disney and tag us on Instagram.
You know what, though? If I had my choice of anything, I would want something savory, though. Like, I want a really good savory meal with some nice handcrafted cocktails.
I like that idea. It's a good idea.
I just want to chill and eat for like 2 hours.
To me.
And drink. Yes.
Well,
that's,
you know,
a key part.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Mother's Day tea time is good. There's a lot of different things you can do around the resort, or go to a lounge with Mother, you know, go to lounge, go have fun, do it. Anyway.
Treat your mom nice. Because moms put up with a lot.
Yeah, they do.
And ants. There you go.
Nah,
bad ants. I just want to include you, Kat. Can I just include you?
Sure.
Okay, great.
I love to be included.
Yay. Okay.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. You guys are the reason we do the show, so please continue to support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews. You can also, wherever you choose to listen to us at, you become a supporter there, or you can shop our links by heading over to diningatdisney.com, and we've got Amazon, Disney Store, Garden Grocer, and Kingdom Stroller. Those will also be in the show notes below, along with our new Facebook page information for Dining at Disney Podcast.
That is the most important thing you can say right there. The brand new Dining at Disney Podcast on Facebook. Check it out. It's a baby site. We just launched it because of what we talked about earlier. All right. You can also find me, Al John Go, on Instagram, because I post fun things about cats and music. That's what I do, as well as Disney and pop culture. You can also check out the other podcasts that I host with former Disney creative and award-winning author who just won another silver award for his book, which is right behind me, The House of the Future. That's Dave Bossert. Our
Very
podcast
nice.
Is called Skull Rock Podcast, and you can join me and Dave, and we are talking about Disney and Hanna-Barbera and Filmation, and we've got so many different artists and different things, and women in animation and Asians in animation, because it is a Pacific Islander month. Now that it's May, gonna be May. It is already May, Kat. I know. There she is. That she's wearing her NSYNC shirt to prove it, because it is May. So anyway, yeah, follow us and follow the podcast there at Skull Rock Podcast. Kat.
You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. And you can check out my podcast, Eat the Pictures, anywhere podcasts are found. Much like Taylor Swift, Disney's Hollywood Studios was born in 1989 and was turning 35 today, May 1st, as we record. So happy birthday to Disney's MGM Studios. Yes, she'll always be MGM Studios. I posted some flashback photos on my Instagram today of me with a Ninja Turtle. If you have any interest, go look at that. It's mildly hilarious.
I can't believe it's been 5 years since, because it does not seem like it's been 5 years since I was there.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
Yep. If you haven't already, our Unhacked Facebook group is still available to you and functioning, Dining at Disney. And be sure to check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com or, of course, on their beautiful app. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.